Kanis Fatima, come here. Let me tell you a true story.
Oh, a true story. You know, I just love stories.
Then listen, once upon a time, our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was having a rest. All of a sudden, the roof split open and the leader of angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, came inside. He woke up the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took him near the blessed Kaaba. After this, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam presented an animal to ride upon.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, which animal was it?
Kanis Fatima, that animal was called Burak.
Burak? Which animal is that?
Burak was a white-colored animal created with Noor. Its speed was so fast that, as far as he would be able to see, that's how big his one step would be. Traveling on it, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first went to Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then after that, he went to the journey of the heavens. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited paradise. He witnessed hell. He witnessed angels' matters. And above all, he beheld Allah Almighty whilst being awake.
Subhanallah. Beheld Allah Almighty?
Yes, Kanis Fatima. He beheld Allah Almighty, and after that, he came back to this world with the gift of 5 daily prayers.
On the 27th night of Rajab, our beloved Prophet wasallam, went on the journey of Miraj.
That's right. Dear children, be careful and make sure you do not miss this night. Ask your mom and dad and remember the date of this night. And if possible, spend this night in worship. And if you want to learn more about Miraj, read the beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina entitled Fizani Miraj.